ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი.
Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1.
Every year in August, there's a carnival in London. You've probably heard of it, the Notting Hill Carnival. My friends and I have been there several times. This year, we were going again. As usual, it'll be held on Sunday and Monday of the last week of August. The 2 days of the carnival will attract lots of visitors from all over the world. We went there last year, too, and had such a fantastic time. It's the biggest street festival in Europe. People wear amazing Afro-Caribbean costumes and bands play brilliant music. Although we don't usually go in costumes, we do dance a lot. And we try various traditional Caribbean foods that are sold at the stands all around the carnival. The only problem is that it does get quite crowded, and I really hate this. You also have to watch out for pickpockets, who can steal things from your pockets or bags and easily disappear into the crowd. Last year, my purse was stolen with some money inside. Anyway, it's really great fun. It's like London becomes a different city. Sometimes even the police dance. Every year in August, there's a carnival in London. You've probably heard of it, the Notting Hill Carnival. My friends and I have been there several times. This year, we were going again. As usual, it'll be held on Sunday and Monday of the last week of August. The 2 days of the carnival will attract lots of visitors from all over the world. We went there last year, too, and had such a fantastic time. It's the biggest street festival in Europe. People wear amazing Afro-Caribbean costumes and bands play brilliant music. Although we don't usually go in costumes, we do dance a lot. And we try various traditional Caribbean foods that are sold at the stands all around the carnival. The only problem is that it does get quite crowded, and I really hate this. You also have to watch out for pickpockets, who can steal things from your pockets or bags and easily disappear into the crowd. Last year, my purse was stolen with some money inside. Anyway, it's really great fun. It's like London becomes a different city. Sometimes even the police dance.
Text 2.
July 6, 1957 was a significant date that would change the music world forever. Why? Because it was on this day that John Lennon and Paul McCartney first met. The two Liverpool teenagers performed at a local festival in their hometown. Lennon was so impressed with McCartney's natural talent and mastery of the guitar that he soon invited McCartney to join his group. They became good friends and eventually formed the most successful songwriting partnership in music history. Soon their band, the Beatles, moved to London and went on to conquer the world. All four band members were individually talented artists, but Paul McCartney had received a better music education. He had studied classical piano and guitar in his childhood, so he wrote more songs for the Beatles than the other members of the band. McCartney is now listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful musician and contemporary songwriter in popular music history. His songs Yesterday, Hey Jude, and Let It Be are among the Beatles' best hits. July 6, 1957 was a significant date that would change the music world forever. Why? Because it was on this day that John Lennon and Paul McCartney first met. The two Liverpool teenagers performed at a local festival in their hometown. Lennon was so impressed with McCartney's natural talent and mastery of the guitar that he soon invited McCartney to join his group. They became good friends and eventually formed the most successful songwriting partnership in music history. Soon their band, The Beatles, moved to London and went on to conquer the world. All four band members were individually talented artists, but Paul McCartney had received a better music education. He had studied classical piano and guitar in his childhood, so he wrote more songs for the Beatles than the other members of the band. McCartney is now listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful musician and contemporary songwriter in popular music history. His songs Yesterday, Hey Jude, and Let It Be are among the Beatles' best hits.
Text 3.
Antarctica is the fifth largest continent on the planet, bigger than the European continent and twice the size of Australia. Almost 98% of Antarctica is covered with ice. It's the coldest, windiest, and driest place on Earth. Temperatures there can drop to minus 89 degrees Celsius. It's the only continent with no countries, cities, or towns. In fact, nobody lives there permanently, except for a few scientists. They work on special bases, studying the climate and ecosystem. However, things are beginning to change. Since the 1980s, polar tourism has grown very fast. Recently, polar cruises have become popular because of the beauty of the polar landscape and the wildlife, such as penguins, whales, and dolphins. Unfortunately, this tourism is beginning to cause problems. Scientific studies show that tourists are destroying the ecosystem of Antarctica. For example, the populations of some species of wildlife are rapidly decreasing. Many ecologists feel that we should leave this beautiful continent alone. Antarctica is the fifth largest continent on the planet, bigger than the European continent and twice the size of Australia. Almost 98% of Antarctica is covered with ice. It's the coldest, windiest, and driest place on Earth. Temperatures there can drop to minus 89 degrees Celsius. It's the only continent with no countries, cities, or towns. In fact, nobody lives there permanently, except for a few scientists. They work on special bases, studying the climate and ecosystem. However, things are beginning to change. Since the 1980s, polar tourism has grown very fast. Recently, polar cruises have become popular because of the beauty of the polar landscape and the wildlife, such as penguins, whales, and dolphins. Unfortunately, this tourism is beginning to cause problems. Scientific studies show that tourists are destroying the ecosystem of Antarctica. For example, the populations of some species of wildlife are rapidly decreasing. Many ecologists feel that we should leave this beautiful continent alone.
Text 4.
All pupils in the UK have to do physical education at school until they're 16. The most popular sport at school is football, but pupils also play other traditional team games such as rugby and volleyball. Some of them do individual physical activities like tennis or gymnastics. The physical benefits of playing sports at school are clear. They help children stay fit and healthy. But in fact, sports can offer more than just physical benefits. Research has shown that sports and exercise have a very positive effect on pupils' academic results. Experts say that teenagers who play competitive team sports are more successful in the classroom, learn faster, and get better marks. And that's not all. Pupils also learn life skills that they can use for the rest of their lives. For example, team sports teach pupils to be less selfish and think of other people. They learn how to deal with losing as well as winning. They become more sociable and learn how to communicate with different types of people who may or may not be their friends. All pupils in the UK have to do physical education at school until they're 16. The most popular sport at school is football, but pupils also play other traditional team games such as rugby and volleyball. Some of them do individual physical activities like tennis or gymnastics. The physical benefits of playing sports at school are clear. They help children stay fit and healthy. But in fact, sports can offer more than just physical benefits. Research has shown that sports and exercise have a very positive effect on pupils' academic results. Experts say that teenagers who play competitive team sports are more successful in the classroom, learn faster, and get better marks. And that's not all. Pupils also learn life skills that they can use for the rest of their lives. For example, team sports teach pupils to be less selfish and think of other people. They learn how to deal with losing as well as winning. They become more sociable and learn how to communicate with different types of people who may or may not be their friends.
Text 5.
The Tbilisi Opera and Ballet Theatre, situated in the center of Tbilisi, was the first opera theatre in all of the South Caucasian region. It opened on April 12, 1851, and immediately became the heart of Tbilisi's cultural life. Designed by the Italian architect Antonio Scudieri, the theatre could hold 800 spectators and was one of the most impressive European theatres of that time. On October 11, 1874, the theater was destroyed by a fire. The theater reopened in 1896, but burnt to the ground for the second time in 1973. After 5 years of reconstruction, the building was restored to its original form, the one which is admired to this day. With its architectural ornamentation and the colored glass windows, the theater building looks like a Persian palace. In the main hall, there's a magnificent chandelier which weighs 3.5 tons and has nearly 800 light bulbs. Today, the Opera Theater on Rustavelli Avenue remains the place where great opera singers and ballet dancers create wonderful productions. The Tbilisi Opera and Ballet Theater, situated in the center of Tbilisi, was the first opera theater in all of the South Caucasian region. It opened on April 12, 1851, and immediately became the heart of Tbilisi's cultural life. Designed by the Italian architect Antonio Scudieri, the theater could hold 800 spectators and was one of the most impressive European theaters of that time. On October 11, 1874, the theater was destroyed by a fire. The theater reopened in 1896, but burnt to the ground for the second time in 1973. After 5 years of reconstruction, the building was restored to its original form, the one which is admired to this day. With its architectural ornamentation and the colored glass windows, the theater building looks like a Persian palace. In the main hall, there's a magnificent chandelier which weighs 3.5 tons and has nearly 800 light bulbs. Today, the Opera Theater on Rustavelli Avenue remains the place where great opera singers and ballet dancers create wonderful productions.
This is the end of the listening section.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.